You are about to receive a word in season from Bishop Samuel Beidou. Bishop Samuel is the resident pastor of the Word of Life Cathedral, Takrady. Get ready for an impartation as the Word of God comes. Now, today's message.
We thank you for this blessing and this opportunity we have to be here today. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask that, Lord, you will direct us and guide us into your truth. Holy Spirit, come and have your way with us. In Jesus' name, everybody said, Amen. Amen. You may be seated. All right. Now, this morning, I'm preaching to us shortly about how you can neutralize a curse with blessings. Hallelujah. With blessings. Okay, let us read the Bible, Isaiah chapter 65, verse 8. Listen to what the Bible says. The Bible says, thus says the Lord, as the new wine is found in the cluster, and one saith, destroy it not, for a blessing is in it. Tell somebody, for a blessing is in it. So will I do for my servant's sake, and I may not destroy them all. What is the destruction here? What brings the destruction is a curse. Do you understand it? I've been talking about curses, and I'm saying that a curse is a picture. For you, if you understand the picture that a curse creates, the picture that maybe, let's say the poverty. What's the picture of poverty? Nobody likes it. Nobody likes it. Even just seeing it, you say, I don't like this, what I'm seeing. It's a picture. Tell somebody it is a picture. And we don't like it. You don't want to, if you have driven an air-conditioned car, you don't want to walk. You don't want to walk. You wouldn't want to be walking in the sun all the time. No. I don't know what I'm saying. Maybe you don't understand it. But one day you will drive. So say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Listen to me. It's a picture. How many have been hungry before? You don't want to be hungry again. Good. That's the picture I'm talking about. It's a picture of hunger that you have experienced before and you don't want a repetition. Like, can you imagine your children are also hungry like you are hungry? Like, you see the pain you went through. One day I was going on an evangelism with my friend pastor, and we went to a house. Hey. You know, whenever I remember it because you can see this is poverty, raw poverty. Raw poverty. Hey! You see, so the people didn't want to even listen to us. This was a woman with little children, and they were wearing panties in the afternoon outside, and the saucepan, you know, the kind of saucepan that has a lot of dent. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. And that saucepan is what they had. And the children were there. The woman was very angry. And the anger was nothing, but I could see that this is poverty. That has made the woman angry. The children were eating gari. You see the gari that is not white. The brown gari, like there's sand in it. Have you seen some before? I heard that. Even the gari is of a low grade. And then the spoon they were using. Hey, the children, oh, curry soaked with no milk, just sugar. I tell you, in the afternoon, and the woman, when we went with the gospel, we could see that she wasn't happy with us. Huh. That picture is not a good picture. Tell somebody it's not a good picture. So, that's what we are talking about. Like, these things, why that? Why is there hunger? Why is it that there are places people are hungry? Why are there wars? Why are there people dying? Both Israelites are dying. Israelites are dying. There are Israeli soldiers that are dead. Yes, and then the Palestinians are dying. What's the problem? Do you understand it? There's something that is causing these things. It shouldn't have been the case. Children are dying. Grown-ups are dying through a war that has lasted how many years after Israel gained independence? About 70 or 75 years. Still, they are fighting in that area. Can you imagine? There's something that is mystical and mysterious. You see, it should have been a perfect world. Should have been an okay world where brothers and sisters, they flow together. What do you think? Brothers flow together. There is peace. If you need salt, you go and ask your neighbor, "Oh, please, I need salt." If you need rice, "Oh, my rice is finished. Can I have some?" "Oh, I have a lot of rice. Come for it." But it's not like that. It's not so peaceful like that. So, it says here that this is what the Lord says. As new wine is found in a cluster. And one said, because of new wine is like new wine is a blessing. Okay, the wine is like the Holy Spirit, anointing. Destroy it not, for a blessing is in it, for there's something good in it. It means that there was destruction that was meant to come. There was something that was meant to erase and erode and to destroy and to take away and to bring pain and to bring tears and to bring disaster. But he said, "Oh, because of a blessing, destroy it not." Receive a blessing this morning. You see, so that is what stops the destruction. When there's a blessing, not because you are good, but because there's a blessing in that which is meant to be destroyed. There's a blessing in that which is meant to be destroyed. Listen, you cannot know God. Many times when I listen to people, I say, you cannot know God beyond what is written. How can you say you know God? Read it. So many people just come with their own explanation of the Bible. Read the Bible. It is right there. Destroy it not, for there is a blessing in it. Destroy it not, because there's something great in it. What is found in you will determine whether you'll be destroyed or not. What you are made of. Is there a blessing in your life? There's a lot of hard work in Ghana. Many people work very hard from morning till evening. But they don't get to enjoy, you see, the fruits of their labor in a certain sense. There are lots of hard-working Ghanaians. Today there are a lot of very serious people who will want to find jobs. They can't find jobs. There are people who are in the house, intelligent, hardworking. They can be very useful outside. There are a lot of people when they go outside the country, okay, although they are not so good, yet they do well. How come people are here? They are very good, but yet they don't do well. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because I think ours is the territorial curse. It's a territorial case. No, it is the case. Look, that's why some people, they know that they can't do well here. I have a guy, my caddy. He says, "Bishop, now where can I have been to the bar? What's happened to the bar? What's happened to the bar? Baby, I'm in the bar. I will not stay here. I say, why are there bar? Why do you come back?" "Oh, one day we were playing golf. He said, 'Bishop, now I haven't said Kwa Bucha ever back. Why do you come back?'" It's not like he doesn't have any country. I said, "Baby, I won't be back. Anywhere he gets, he said, apart from Ghana." Apart from where? But he feels that there's something here that will not make it work. Yes. If you look at his life, if I even get, I'll lift him and take him there. Oh, is this true? He will do very well somewhere else, but here he's not going to do so well as he wants to. So what I'm saying is that there's that thing that will make your life can be more destroyed in an area because of a type of curse that is operating. But the Bible says that destroyed not because of what? A blessing. So we find a key. Right here we find a key that can make us at least do better than we would do. Okay? Like we can do better than we can do. If we can achieve 50, well, if there's a blessing in it, perhaps you can achieve 100. So receive a blessing. Hallelujah. Destroy it not, because there's a blessing in it. So I'm going to give us quickly in rapid succession, okay? Very quick. Okay, just receive it and then we go home. Your hard work will pay off in the name of Jesus. Hello, I said your hard work will pay off. Abba, kind of work very hard and then you cannot afford even a decent meal, some small food, If you eat, there's no fish. You are full, but you didn't have the right nutrients. Now people do you know that even how we grow, the way we look, it is because of how we were fed or how we were not fed. It depends on how we were fed in the world. That's why in other places they are giants, like they are huge, they are this. You can see that their skin is, you know, glowing. Actually, your face looks very hard. It's like the sun has been scorching your face because there's no moisture on your face. Moisture. Your face lacks luster. That's why we say lack luster. You lack what? Luster. You lack shine. There's nothing shining on your face. Your face is dry. Hey! May that be a blessing in you from today. Look, this session, it is blessing. So we are looking at how we can neutralize. Why? Look, in some countries, the cars, even our roads, let's not talk about the cars. Before I talk about the cars, I was in South Africa, and I actually drove that car or something. But then I was in a car. The car the guy is using, I don't know whether he has taken it for servicing, and the car is in a good condition. If they bring it here, you can use it. But it's gone beyond the mileage that they normally cost, like at the shop, the automobile shop. They will say 0 to 50 kilometers. This is how they charge. 50,000 to 100,000. This is 100,000 to. But his own is above 250,000. 250,000, or I don't know whether it's 500 or 250 and above. Look, the car is in a good shape. He's still using. We traveled very far with it. Everything is okay. Do you know why? Because the car is not driving on a cursed road. The roads are good. Very good road. Very good road. Very good. I remember that car, Passat. Is it? No, VW, but I don't know whether it's Passat. I don't remember. But it's a VW. Good roads. So the curse has not affected it so much. Now, in another country, I'm not coming to where you are thinking. In another country, see, when the cars are moving, you don't hear the engine, the sound of the engine. You will hardly hear the sound of the engine of a car in Singapore. Woo, woo, you won't hear that, this rev. Singapore. You can't stay there with that car. No. It's not permitted. It's not. Do you understand it? So I'm saying that. Well, you cannot afford decent things. Like even a car. Do you get it? Despite the hard work. In certain countries, one day somebody told me, you see, now I'm telling you about countries so that you'll understand where we are. Okay? In certain countries, the educational system is such that, I was schooled on it. I wanted to understand how the educational system works. And a lot of countries have that. They said that when you get to a certain point, the teachers, they have sessions with the children. They know them and then they segregate them. So this one shouldn't go to the college to pursue medicine and all these things. So they can take you on a line. You just become a plumber. You see, the doctor will drive the Benz. The plumber will drive a Benz. Yes, this is Switzerland. This is Switzerland. I remember very well. Because when I arrived in Switzerland, when my host picked me, they said, oh, my child has to go to, so let's pass through school. Because that day is a day they are having that assessment with the parents. So he has to be there. So they sit the parents. So they do that every year till they get to a point. So they separate them at a point. Not everybody is going to university to do archaeology, to do sociology, to do philosophy, to do...
No. So some people will become plumbers. They will pay them well. So it is not a curse to be a plumber in certain countries. It is not a curse to work as a mason in certain countries. They will get money, they will buy cars, they will drive nice cars. Do you understand what I'm saying? So I'm saying that this hard work that does not yield, that curse is broken. That's what I'm saying. Say a proper amen. So that no matter what you do, it must yield results and fruits for you. Say amen.
Amen.
Because if you are a plumber, you should be able to do plumbing to drive your own car and to have your own house. Say amen.
Amen.
If you are a mechanic, a mechanic should be able to do mechanic, because the doctor's car will also break down. So when the doctor comes, you say, maybe I want parts, a gym, sika, some abam beju sika. Simple, say simple. Yes, that is how it is. So there's something that makes things don't work in certain places. They have other types of curses that work there, but look at it very well. So what I'm saying is that when a blessing comes upon you, that is when you see, because me, I have a plumber who has his own car and who has his own building and who moves around. There's a plumber who has that. There's a mason. There are masons who have their own buildings and there are masons who don't build. I told you about the mason who drinks 2 bottles of beer after each day's work. But he takes 90 cedis as a laborer. The guy told me, the guy that he works with, my builder, the one who was building, said that, before the guy goes home, when he takes his 90 cedis, he goes to a place and takes 2 bottles of beer every day. So, and the bottle, I said, how much is a bottle of beer? He said, a bottle is 12 cedis. But he goes to a place that is 15 cedis. Special VIP beer. Then he does 2 bottles before he goes home to the wife and children. So by the time he goes home every day, 30 Ghana cedis is gone from beer. This is separate from maybe what he ate and all that. Do you understand it? But what I'm saying is that you can be a mason, a laborer, and whatever there is, and you will prosper because of what? A blessing that is in you.
Amen.
Say, because of a blessing that is in you.
Amen.
Everything changes by a blessing.
Amen.
Everything changes by a blessing. I said, everything changes by a blessing.
Amen.
Therefore, may you look for a blessing.
Amen.
Therefore, may you receive a blessing.
Amen.
I said, may you receive a blessing.
Amen.
When you are found, may it be said, there's a blessing in you. There's a blessing in her. In my opinion, I've come to see that, you know, we can give reasons for why things don't work. But I've also seen that when things don't make sense, but there's a blessing, it works. And that is when it doesn't make sense even to some people. That is why you will say that. Because you can't understand. It doesn't add up. Because despite the negative situation, there is a blessing that overrides the negative situation and makes it work. Receive a blessing in the name of Jesus. That's what I'm talking about. So you see, look, there are even doctors. There are doctors who don't have houses. There are lawyers who are working. You don't go and see lawyers in their whatever. They have nothing. It's a sad thing. So I see doctors, I feel that I don't know why you should be a medical doctor working and you should be poor. Yes, even in Ghana. Not by your salary. There's a way you can also be rich. Not by doing crooked things. Yes. I don't know why. Yes. Reverend Eric is not a doctor, but he has built without loans. I also know a doctor who is going on retirement and he is now looking for a land to buy. A specialist. I said a word. A specialist. Specialist for that matter. I've been here then. Forgive. I know top people. You'll be surprised. Reverend Eric is in his own house. I'm sure by this time, if he has not started the second house, then he doesn't want to start. It's true. He doesn't want to start. But he's not a doctor. He's just in the blood bank. He's distributing blood for the doctors to work. Why? Because there's a blessing in it. I don't know. I'm telling you. One day I took my church member. The guy said, the guy can't speak English. He's just some guy being in the church. Then one day he came to say, Bishop, may I have some small one room? The guy has built 2 bedrooms. I said, Elijah, did you build this? I couldn't even believe it. Once I could see people with cars, they don't have one single room.
Receive a blessing.
What does he do? He just moves. A car, this Totoro or a bus that moves, and they move with things, and he's working with like a maid, something like that, and he has built 2 bedrooms. I went to dedicate the house. Wow. Oh yes. I said, oh yes. I said, a blessing. When there's a blessing, it erates the curse, it neutralizes the curse, as though there's no curse. As though there's no curse. That's what I want you to catch this morning. Because it says that you can't destroy it. So when the curse is about to destroy you, the blessing in you will say, you can't destroy me because I'm here. Because I'm here. Because I'm here, you can't destroy me. Whatever has determined to destroy you, receive a blessing that will stop it. You know, it's like the curse is like a chemical reaction. It's just destroying. When it comes to meet a curse, you say, oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Oh, I didn't know you are here. Oh, you are here, sir. Your boys, we surrender. Your boys. May that be a blessing that will cause the curse to surrender. Receive it in the name of Jesus. We receive a blessing. It's not by academics. When I meet people, I say, this person is very intelligent. I meet intelligent people. It's not by intelligence. When I speak to people, I say, hey, so why is he like that? I question things. Why is this intelligent person in this state? Hardworking people, intelligent thinkers. Curses are real. Recently, I was somewhere, just some few days ago. So I was sitting down, and there was a man watching TV. The kind of curses he was giving to the people on TV. If you'll be there, you don't know that somebody is cursing you. He says, hey. I couldn't believe it. No, he spoke curses a lot. To government officials. He was just spitting curses. These are his words. Mysteriously. These are the words. He was cursing the people like that. Yes. That's what we said, that a curse is what? An expression. It's an express wish for something evil to happen. Receive a blessing. He says that, destroy it not, for a blessing is in it. Destroy it not. So I will do for my servant's sake, and I may not destroy them. No, you will not be destroyed. That means that others will be destroyed because there's no blessing in them. But you will not be destroyed. Receive it in Jesus' name. Listen to this. Notice how the curse of demotion, number one. Notice how the curse of demotion in Deuteronomy chapter 28 is completely neutralized by the blessing of promotion in Deuteronomy 28. The same 28. Demotion. Demotion is being brought down. It's a type of curse where you are brought down. You are reduced. The Bible talks about God cursing the snake. It says that you are cursed above all the cattle of in the field. Above all these animals, you are cursed. You have been brought down. And that's why he says that on your belly shall thou move. You are cursed to walk on your belly. Calm down. Everybody is walking. You there, your belly is what you will use. Yes. Demotion. Listen to this. Listen to this curse. This curse in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 15. But it shall come to pass, if thou shalt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe, to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Then look at verse 43. The stranger that is within thee shall get up above thee very high. Stranger will be taken up high. And then he said that, and thou shalt come down very low. Why should strangers look at us in Takoradi here? You know, recently I went to a place in Chaban. I went to Chaban. And I didn't know that there's a place like that. You drive on the right. Not don't get to Chaban as in the main road. When you're on the Sipon Road, you take right. There's a turn beyond the right. You go up. Charlie. See, when the white people come, they enjoy our town. They are staying by the beach, serene, cool, peaceful atmosphere. They bought buildings there, lands there. So I saw, it's like, white man here, white man. Hey. Or a black man has built and then rented it out. He can't stay there. He wants money. The white man is there. A stranger shall get up above thee, very high. We are here. And our oil. Tell us that people are very rich here, oil rich here. Tell me. You tell me whether people are oil rich. You know, let me tell you. Maybe you don't understand oil. Oil money. That's not what we are seeing. And all the people who work with the oil companies. Oil money. Oil profits. A company can say their profit is low because they are making just $500 million in a year. They will not stay in Ghana because it's too small for them. Oil money there is big. Yes. Yes, oil money is so much. Yes. The percentage, a small, so if there's an oil deal, so this one is 1% on it, 1%. The 1% can easily be $100,000 every month for you. Profit is the profit, 1% profit. It's big. Oil money is so big. Yes. So how come we are not experiencing it? Look at our roads. Look at our roads. The strangers, they come and take our money. The white man knows how to make money here. When you see a white man, you see that their minds are wired with money. Write it down. Their minds. It's not fun. On you zagor. Bibia gozin kraskaum. Otisikasamase. He understands what it means to take. That's why they will get the money and develop. Because they know how to. Because this thing they are developing should bring in money to maintain it or to improve it. So that's how they think. So when you see a white man, last 2 weeks. On your way to Enchi. Look, Wasekropon. The Chinese are there. They've taken over the place. They have their hotel at Asankegua. Same. They have a hotel in Asankegua. They have a Chinese shop, a Chinese organizing shop. There's a Chinese shop. They sell Chinese meat and all that, like by the roadside. In Asankegua, you don't travel. That's why you don't see these things. Go there and see it. You see, on the road, there are some small villages. You see a Chinese man standing by the roadside shot. That's how it is. They are there. They are everywhere. What do you think he's doing there? He's eating bodie. That's why he's there. No. They are there. They've taken over. Galamsey, they've taken over. They are very high. And they are really nice. They build nice hotels. Nice places. Go and see what they are building. Go and see. Why are they coming in? That's a curse. And we are brought down. The people who even stay there and are mining with them, they are not so rich. They finish the money every day. They spend the money. They get the money. They spend it every day. Look at them. They don't have money. If they don't work for 1 week, they are finished. They are finished. Many miners have that problem. The stranger is rich. And then the foreigner is... The stranger is rich. And then the indigenous is gone down. It's a curse. Do you understand it? That's why we don't have that here. Our leaders are not able to look, this Western region is a place that has everything. This Western region. But perhaps there's something that has not made the Western region prosper in a certain way. Because everything is here. It's not in Accra. Gold is here. The biggest, whatever, is in Takwa. Manganese. Bauxite. What? Oil, everything is here. We have a port. We have everything to become a country. It's the truth. You cut off this region and then that's it. If you say, region beyond Fanehu, what do you think will happen? Yes. You see? So what I'm saying is that we have not been able to utilize it to bring a blessing to the local. The people are poor, I'm telling you. Listen to me, believe me as your pastor, I'm not bringing you down. Poor, poverty, poor. Not even money for food. Somebody needs 12 Ghana cedis to write exams here. 12 Ghana cedis, not in the village, here in Takra, this is in Takra, 12 cedis so that he will be able to write exams. Printing fee or something.
They need two Ghana cedis or three cedis to eat to survive in the day. This is where we are at. That shows how low we are. And you are measured by these things. That's how you are measured. These are the indices that are used to measure. Are you there?
Yeah.
I don't know whether you understand what I'm saying. But I'm happy to tell you that in the same Deuteronomy chapter 28, I'm going to show you a neutralizing blessing scripture. All right. Are you there? Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 2. The Bible says, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Verse 13, listen to verse 13. The verse 13 says that, and the Lord shall make thee the head. Look at that. That's why it says you'll be low. But the blessing of verse 13 says, and the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. Receive the ability to rise up as a head. Receive it. Lead. Leadership, leading and being the head and going forward and not the tail and not the last. It is a blessing. It's a blessing to be the head. It's a blessing not to be abased, not to be abased and to be brought down. It's a blessing. Hallelujah. I don't know whether you like it. I don't know whether you like what I'm saying. Huh? Thou shalt be above only. When there's a thou shalt be above only on you, would you think that this other scripture will apply to you? Say above only. Say I am above only. Say I am above only. Oh, lift your hand and say I am above only. Father, help us. Oh, God should help us so that we'll come up above in the sea of poverty. May you be brought above. May your head come up above. As everybody will be wallowing and be drowning in poverty, may you come up high in the name of Jesus. May you not drown in the sea of poverty. May you come up above in the name of Jesus. Yes, as everybody, look, we should be in our country and we should be blessed and prosperous. There should be a lot of millionaires, local millionaires, genuine local millionaires, rich people. Can you imagine if we have $10 millionaires sitting here right now? A lot of people will have school fees. A lot of people can have their school fees paid. So, Charlie, Bishop, I want to sponsor some 10 people to school abroad. If they are ready, just bring me. I'll just bring them to. So, you just go. Go and do medicine here. Go and do this here. Go and do that here. Look, it is real. These things are real. So, I pray that you'll be above only. If there is oil in this water that we have here, Father, I pray by the blessing that is upon us, may we be blessed by the oil that is in the city. In the name of Jesus, may we be blessed by it. You come into contact with a very good something that will bring you into business with oil dealers. That will take you into financial heights. Financial heights. Hallelujah. Thou shalt be above only and not beneath. Huh? Above. You shall not be the tail in the name of Jesus. Whatever is supposed to bring you down. Whatever is supposed to bring you down. Listen to me. Don't think about this one. Say, I'm just speaking a blessing on you. It's not about your academics. We are not talking about your hard work. This is not hard work here. This is not hard work. Despise not prophecies, because the Bible says that if you listen to the voice of the Lord thy God, this blessing shall come upon you. When you see people, you know, sometimes when I see people, I say, look, it is because of the opportunities and the blessings that came your way. That so many people, it's because they didn't meet certain opportunities. One day I was talking to somebody who had the opportunity to work in the mines. I said, listen, you realize that? I said, it is because you had the opportunity to work in the mines. So then God bless you here. But not everybody had that opportunity. Not everybody will have that opportunity to work in the mines or to work in the oil company to receive certain monies. Oh yes. Not everybody will have that. The same qualification. Maybe they even had a better grade. You had second class upper and they had first class, but you are in the mines, but they didn't get a job, so they went to teach. It's the grace of God. Tell somebody it's the grace of God and the blessings of God. Hallelujah. The blessings of God. I've seen that thing. It is not because of your academics, not because you are good, because you can speak well, you know eloquent speeches. No, it is because of the grace of God. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, because of the grace of God. So when you find yourself in a certain position, it's the blessing. So that's the blessing that I'm talking about. Receive that blessing.
Receive that blessing. Receive that blessing. Receive that blessing. Receive a blessing.
That will make you the head and not the tail. From today, you are receiving that blessing that will stay in you. You are always going to be identified with headship, 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 headship. Receive it in the name of Jesus. I said headship above only blessings. Receive it.
Receive it, receive it. Father, help us. No, we are not fools. People condemn these things. They say, what is this and all that? You have to go and study and all that. Master, I need school. It's not only schooling. Yes, it's only schooling. So receive a blessing that will change your destiny. When the enemy sees you wanting to destroy, he says, ah, there's a blessing in you. There's a blessing in you. Receive a blessing. Receive a blessing. I said, receive a blessing. Walk in a blessing.
Soar higher in a blessing. Rise up in a blessing. Overcome because of a blessing.
Overcome. You will overcome it. Let me tell you. The challenges are there. The same challenges, but you will overcome. You know what? Many people don't know that in the same economy, people are doing very well. The same negative economy, people are doing extremely well. Do you know why? Because of a blessing. Receive it. Receive something supernatural upon your life. Something supernatural. We receive a supernatural blessing in the name of Jesus. Stand up to your feet. Father, Manda, pray in tongues. Everybody speak in tongues. Patataba. In the next 1 minute, just speak in tongues because a blessing is coming on you. Raka patadaba laba. Rabadaraba. Rabadaraba. Rabadalaba la gosta brando. Sakatala bazuba. Lambazabala. A blessing in your family. 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 Mako palabala. Mako palabala. Mako palabala. Mako palabala. Abando rataba. Roka patalaba. Roka pa da raba, roka pa, a blessing, a blessing, a blessing in your family, a blessing in your life, a blessing on you, a blessing on you. Makota raba soka, shenga patura madaraba, lipro satarabala, agwandi ni masutaya, lemba lo rabala, ropa rosa deba luka sata, in the mighty name of Jesus, raka sasa talaba. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. 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 Father, we thank you. Lift your hands and receive the blessings of God. The Bible says that for the blessing of the Lord, Proverbs chapter 10 verse 22, it maketh rich, and he added no sorrow to it. It's a blessing of the Lord. Ha! Madua tayana. It's the blessing of the Lord. Receive it. May you not lack the blessing of the Lord. The blessing of the Lord. It takes away that which destroys. For the blessing of the Lord, it takes away the destroyer. It stops the destroyer. It brings down the destroyer. Receive a blessing in your life. Receive a blessing in your business. Receive a blessing in your home. Receive a blessing in your marriage. Receive a blessing. Receive a blessing in your finances. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you. We bless you in the name of Jesus. Father, we appreciate you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Everybody said amen.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. We believe that you have been truly blessed. Send a mail to Bishop Samuel at bishopsamuelbeidu@gmail.com. Introduce this podcast to a friend. Keep listening and live passionately for Jesus.